In a world full of voices, blocking out the noise is vital. The Bible is clear that faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the Word of God. Therefore, this show is dedicated to providing you with a clear sound of the Scriptures, which are inspired by the Spirit of God and passed down by apostles and prophets. I am your host, Delivering the Heat, Gerald Joseph, a preacher and avid student of the Word, and you are now listening to the Holy Fuel Podcast. Hello there, once again, and welcome to the podcast. So glad that you have tuned in. And I must say, I am pretty excited about the direction we're heading in. I'm really eager to whatever the Lord wants to do with this podcast, and I hope it really blesses everyone who tunes in. I don't take your time lightly, and truly, I want to give everything when it comes to these podcasts. I find this to be an outlet, you know, and I think it's beneficial for me personally to get the word out there, but I also even take more seriously what this means to whoever listens. And what I've learned about this podcast thus far is that, you know, I've not really gotten any reviews per se, but that's okay. But what I have noticed is that it seems to be picking up a little steam. So when I set out and I made my welcome podcast episode, which was really short, you know, it got about 45 downloads, you know, and, you know, I was really excited about that. But more importantly, I wanted to get into the everything else. And so with our first series, if I do the math correctly, it looks like we've gotten about 300 plus downloads of the podcast. And so I'm really happy to see that. But really, it's not about the downloads. It's not about, you know, the exposure that this podcast gets, but really it's about the fruit of it. What I really want is for this to bless you. I want this to spark something inside of you that gets you into the Word of God. What I've learned in my life is that that's when everything changed. Like I said, it is the catalyst for the life of the believer. And really, I just want to set you on fire for the Word of God. I want you to dive in for yourself, and I want you to just meditate on the Word. Truly, there is nothing in this world like the Word of God, and nothing will benefit you as a believer more than the Word of God and the spiritual disciplines that we give ourselves to. And that is prayer, that is worship, that is fasting. You know, that is the basic elements of the Christian life. Living this out the way we do it is truly by the Word of God. And I really just want to be fuel to your fire. I want to see the fire and the passion for God growing, whether you're young or old, rich or poor. You know, I would say slave or free, but I hope you're not a slave. But, you know, crazier things have happened, I guess. But nonetheless, I really just want this to be a blessing to you. And I simply want to take the time out of my schedule, out of my day, to really bring these podcasts. So for the 300 plus downloads, I say you are the real MVP. Thank you for tuning in. We're excited of where this is going. And like I always say, I would say you ain't seen nothing yet. And so despite, you know, just the podcast and how the podcast is doing, I also wanted to, you know, kind of give you a little bit of direction about what's coming up. And one thing that I've actually never done before, surprisingly, is that I've never actually done like a Bible study, a series on one particular book of the Bible. And so the next series that is coming up will be based on an entire book of the Bible. So tune in, and I'm going to give you a little hint, but I'll leave you guessing until we actually get into it. But it will be a book in the Old Testament, and it won't be short. So this will probably span the rest of this year. Possibly, maybe, maybe not. It all depends on how fast I go and how much I choose to cover in each episode. But I do want to keep your attention as well. So it might not be too much, but I've already got a few already thought of, a few episodes, I should say, already thought of in this next book. And so that's when I decide, I'm like, why not just do the entire book? And so I'm excited for what's coming. Stay tuned. You don't want to miss it. But also, before any new series, I wanted to kind of have an intermission into our next series. And so whether it just be this episode or also the next one, I just wanted to kind of give you something in the middle of the series or prior to the next series. And so I was having a conversation with my wife, and while I was kind of brainstorming about what was next, because I actually shared with her of the book that I wanted to, you know, dive into and what we're going to do on this podcast, she decided to put her two cents in. Now, if you know my wife, you know that her two cents is always welcome, but it's not always used. But she made a very good case, and I thought as well that this would be the right thing to get into. And so she suggested that I would speak about hearing the voice of God. And so I decided to go with it. And so in this episode today, we're entitling it The Art of Hearing. Once again, that is The Art of Hearing. And so I just want to kind of get into hearing the voice of God. And I want to begin this by letting you know that hearing the voice of God is an art. This is not something that's simply automatic, but this is a learned skill. You see, one of the biggest necessities in the life of the believer is hearing the voice of God. And as the believer becomes more and more mature, I'll tell you this, hearing the voice of God becomes easier. I know when it comes to the things of God, we don't like using terms like practice. We don't like using terms that makes it seem like it's not some spooky spiritual thing. But the reality is a lot of things in your walk with God comes from discipline. A lot of it comes from learned behaviors. A lot of it comes from some things that we might see as mediocre, but it's all about the consistency in doing these things that really makes or breaks the believer. You see, if you only pray every so often, you know, it kind of makes you like a roller coaster, like you're going through hills and valleys, ups and downs. You know, if your prayer life isn't consistent, then you will live this life like you're having mood swings. You'll have mountaintops and you'll have deep valleys. You see, if you don't fast, you'll have trouble with self-control, which is a gift, which is a fruit of the Spirit. You see, if you don't constantly get into the presence of God and worship God, there are some breakthroughs that you may never experience. And the reality is that the Christian walk is more about our discipline than it is about anything else, because God will move. God will bless whatever we give to Him. And so when we yield ourselves to the will of God, then you start to see everything that God has for you, everything he wants to do in and through you. And so it's important for us to realize that many of these things that we like to take as extremely spiritual really comes from a place of discipline on our parts. You see, like any other skill, in the department of hearing, we get better with practice. You see, when we make it a habit and a discipline, we become better at hearing the voice of God. And one thing about God is that he's alive and he's not silent. You see, he is the living God, and he began this thing, this entire world that we live in, by speaking. You know, the Bible lets us know that the Spirit of God was hovering over the face of the waters, and God said, "Let there be light." And so God ordered the cosmos by speaking his word. And what we need to realize is that God is speaking. He is alive. He speaks the world into existence. He speaks to us today. And it's important that we begin to train our ears to listen to what he is saying. You see, God is not like these other, you know, deities or pagan ideologies or idols or whatever you want to call them. You see, the God of the Bible is the God who speaks. He is the one who spoke. He is the one who speaks. And he is the one who will speak. He is the everlasting God. He is the self-existing one. And we need to realize that he is speaking. And the big question is, can you hear him? One of the most condemning statements to any lowercase g God that we find is what Elijah tells the prophets of Baal. You know the story, they're on Mount Carmel, and so Elijah arranges this contest. And the whole idea is the God who answers by fire, he is God. And so the prophets of Baal, they gather together and they get all their ducks in a row. They get their bull, they get their altar, they get all this stuff prepared. But the caveat is that they cannot light a fire under this altar. Their God has to respond with fire. And here's what Elijah said. As they were saying, "O Baal, hear us," Elijah simply said, "Cry aloud, for he is a God. Either he is meditating, or he is busy, or he is on a journey, or perhaps he's sleeping and must be awakened." And the Bible says that they cried aloud and cut themselves, as was their custom, with knives and lances until the blood gushed out on them. And when midday was past, they prophesied until the time of the offering of the evening sacrifice. But here's what it says. But there was no voice. No one answered. No one paid attention. I want you to understand the contrast between our God, the God of the Bible, who has revealed himself finally in Jesus Christ. You see, our God speaks. Every other God doesn't. They do everything to try to animate their idols. They do everything to try to get them to respond. But listen, there is no God like our God. There is no God like Jehovah, as some would say. There is no God like Jesus. There is no one like him. He is set apart. He is holy. He is high above all the rest of them. And there is none that can even come close to him. And the thing about him is that he is alive and he is well and he speaks. And the question is, are you hearing? Because what happened on Carmel is that Elijah prayed and the fire of God fell. And it's important for you to realize our God answers by fire. Our God is not dead. He is alive and well, and he speaks even today. You see, the Bible recounts of the various ways in which God speaks. And here's just a list of few. He spoke to Adam and Eve in the cool of the day, Genesis 3:8. He spoke to Cain in the heat of his anger, Genesis 4, verse 6 and 7. He spoke to Noah in the midst of a crooked generation, that's Genesis 6. He spoke to Abraham in various ways, from Genesis 12 to 22. He spoke to Hagar, the Egyptian slave, in the wilderness. According to Genesis 21, he spoke to Jacob in a dream, and you know the story of Jacob's ladder. He spoke to Moses in the burning bush, and he spoke to him on Mount Sinai in the flame of fire. Listen, our God speaks. He is not dead. He is not sleeping. He is not oblivious, but our God speaks. The real question is, can you hear? Because he has been speaking since. The Bible even lets us know God, who at various times and in various ways spoke in time past to the fathers by the prophets, has in these last days spoken to us by his Son. God is speaking. Can you hear him? You see, so I wanted to dive into a scripture that always comes to mind when this question is asked. And it's 1 Samuel chapter 3. And here's what it says. Now the boy Samuel continued serving the Lord under Eli's supervision. And word from the Lord was rare in those days. Revelatory visions were infrequent. Eli's eyes had begun to fail, so that he was unable to see well. At that time, he was lying down in his place, and the lamp of God had not yet been extinguished. And Samuel was lying down in the temple of the Lord as well. The ark of God was also there. The Lord called to Samuel, and he replied, "Here I am." Then he ran to Eli and said, "Here I am, for you called me." But Eli said, "I didn't call you. Go back and lie down." So he went back and lay down, and the Lord again called Samuel. So Samuel got up and went to Eli and said, "Here I am, for you called me." But Eli said, "I didn't call you, my son. Go back and lie down." Now Samuel did not know the Lord. The word of the Lord had not yet been revealed to him. Then the Lord called to Samuel a third time. So he got up and went to Eli and said, "Here I am, for you called me." Eli then realized that it was the Lord who was calling the boy. So Eli said to Samuel, "Go back and lie down. And when he calls you, say, 'Speak, Lord, for your servant is listening.'" And so Samuel went back and lay down in his place. Then the Lord came and stood nearby, calling as he had previously done, "Samuel, Samuel." And Samuel replied, "Speak, for your servant is listening." And so with this story, I kind of want to give you three keys to hearing the voice of God. Because God is speaking. The question is, are you listening? So the first key to hearing the voice of God is reduction. If you notice, Samuel was in the tabernacle, and it was at the time just prior to the extinguishing of the lamp. It was just before dawn that Samuel was lying down. You see, we live in a world that is full of voices. It's full of noise. It's full of a lot of activity. And sometimes we get carried away with the routine of each and every day. You see, in this era where people are simply too busy to stop and listen, you know, we're pulled in various different directions, and our fast-paced lifestyle tends to be the biggest deterrent from hearing the voice of God. You see, one thing you're going to have to realize is that it's important for us to reduce the noise. There is noise going on every day. I've got to wake up. I've got to get to work. I've got to do my homework. I've got to get to school. I've got to go to church. I've got to do this. I've got to do that. But really, do we ever stop and slow down? Do we ever stop to tune in to what the Lord is saying? See, one of the biggest things that you're going to realize is that it's going to take for you to have some quiet time. It's going to take for you to be in the right place. It's going to take for you to be in the right frame of mind if you're going to hear what God is saying. You see, we need to reduce the noise by getting into the presence of God. It's going to be vital for you to break away from the rapid routine of your daily life and get into the presence of God. The Bible lets us know countless times that Jesus often withdrew from the disciples to pray. He withdrew from the noise of the crowd. He withdrew from all these people and voices and noises to get alone. And I'm going to tell you the first key to hearing the voice of God is going to be your ability to tune out all of the noise, your ability to get into a secluded place, just like Jesus said, when you pray, go into your closet. See, it's going to be very important that you will have a dedicated space, a dedicated time to step away from the noise of life. That is the first key. You see, Elijah, when he was in the midst of his depression, he found a cave at Horeb. And there he went into the cave, and he needed to get away because everything in life had gotten to the brim. It's gotten to his head, and now this man wants to off himself. And what we realize is that Elijah runs after receiving, you know, that food from the angel, after receiving what God had given him, a nap and a cake. Listen, that's powerful. Sometimes all you need is a nice bite to eat and some rest. You know, it reminds me because Jesus said the Sabbath was made for man, and not man for the Sabbath. You know, we get so caught up in our lives and so caught up in our day-to-day routine that sometimes we miss the idea of resting. Some people think it's a flex to just work 7 days a week. That's not a flex at all. A flex is to have rest in the midst of the week, because if you rest, you will be replenished from your labor. That's what God wants to give you. He wants to give you what you need. He wants to give you that rest that only He can provide. He wants to give you that peace that surpasses all understanding. And so what we find is that you're going to need to reduce the noise of life. When Elijah, in the midst of that depression, and he found the cave, here's what it says. It says, then he, this is God, God said, go out and stand on the mountain before the Lord. And behold, the Lord passed by, and a great and strong wind tore into the mountains and broke the rocks in pieces before the Lord. But the Lord was not in the wind. And after the wind, an earthquake, but the Lord was not in the earthquake. And after the earthquake, a fire, but the Lord was not in the fire. And after the fire, a still small voice. And so it was when Elijah heard it that he wrapped his face in his mantle and went out and stood in the entrance of the cave. And suddenly a voice came to him and said, what are you doing here, Elijah? You see, if we're going to hear the word of God, we've got to reduce the noise. We've got to wrap our heads in that mantle, and we have to block out all of the noise. We have to block out all of the noise around us and tune in to hear the still small voice. How about Elisha? See, Elisha, the Bible lets us know when he didn't have a word to give, that he called for the musician, and then the hand of the Lord came upon him and the word of the Lord came to him. Listen, it's going to be important that you know how to get away from the noise and to get into the presence of God. If you're going to hear the voice of God, you need to reduce the noise. That's the first key. Here's the second key. You're going to have to learn to recognize the voice of God. You see, the Bible lets us know that Samuel did not yet know the voice of the Lord. And Eli's the one that had to open his understanding. You see, it was after a few times of this happening that Eli finally perceived that, hey, this is God speaking to this young man. And so when he goes in, he needs to be attentive to what God is saying. And what you need to understand is that Jesus in John chapter 10 said, "My sheep hear my voice." I want to tell you, but one of the biggest problems that we face in this generation is, and it's that we don't know how to recognize the word of God. We don't know how to recognize the voice of God. You see, the word of the Lord was not yet revealed to Samuel, yet we have the written and recorded word of God. See, it's highly important that we get into the word of God and familiarize ourselves with what God sounds like. You see, God spoke to Joshua and he said, "This book of the law shall not depart from your mouth, but you shall meditate in it day and night, that you may observe to do according to all that is written in it. For then you will make your way prosperous, and then you will have good success." Listen, a lot of times we fail to hear the voice of God because we don't know the word of God. We don't familiarize ourselves with how God sounds. And if you want to know how he sounds, well, his revealed word is written for us. We can see how he spoke to Adam. We can see how he spoke to Abraham. We could see how he spoke to Moses. We can see how he spoke to Elijah. We can see how he spoke, you know, to the prophets of old, how he spoke to the apostles in the New Testament, how he spoke to them and through them. We can see all of these things readily available even at our fingertips, but we fail to get into the word of God. One of the biggest things to us is that with the crazy access that we have, we still refuse to get into the word of God. Wow. In the days of Samuel, the word of God was rare in those days, but here we have it mass produced thanks to the printing press, and we can thank the Bible for the printing press, but we have it mass produced, and in this age of technology, you have every translation you can think of. There even is the NRV, or I should say the ERV, which is the easy to read version, and with all of the gadgets that we have, with every phone, every device that we have, to where you can read it, you can listen to it, you can watch it, you can do whatever you want just to consume the word of God. We don't. And that goes to show us that we're lazy, we're dull of hearing, and we're not going to hear the word of God. We're not going to hear the voice of God. And it's simply because we don't even know what he sounds like. And in such an age with all of these tools that we have, and the unlimited access that we have to the word of God, it is a shame. It's a shame that we don't actually get into it to hear what it says, to understand and recognize his voice. Get this. Isaiah in chapter 1 says this, "Listen, O heavens, pay attention, O earth, for the Lord speaks. I raised children, I brought them up, but they have rebelled against me. An ox recognizes its owner. A donkey recognizes where its owner puts its food. But Israel does not recognize me. My people do not understand. Listen, I'm going to make this statement. As long as you remain ignorant of his word, you will remain oblivious to his voice. I'm going to say that one more time. As long as you remain ignorant of his word, you will remain oblivious to his voice. Jesus, once again, said, "My sheep hear my voice, and they will not follow the voice of another." And in this day and age, we're tossed to and fro by every wind of doctrine, and it's simply because we have not familiarized ourselves with his word, and therefore we can't even recognize his voice. It's dangerous and shaky ground to be on, but it's important for us to really get into the word of God, because when we get into the word of God, we know what to look for, we know what to listen for, we know what he sounds like, and when he speaks, we'll know it's him. Because let me tell you something, my statements are not that profound, but when God speaks, I know it's God speaking and not me. And so the first key was to reduce the noise. The second key was to recognize his voice by his word. And the last key is to respond. You see, Samuel responded to the Lord's call. He said, "Speak, for your servant is listening." You see, when God speaks, it is important that we make ourselves available to hear what the Lord is saying. It's like when Jesus sent his disciples to fetch the colt. The Bible says that he told them to say, "The Lord has need of it." You see, we've got to give our attention to what God is trying to tell us. When God begins to speak, we ought to give him our undivided attention to tune in to what he is saying. This is why Jesus spoke in parables, because only the attentive would really hear what he was saying. But he told his disciples, the ones who stuck around, that it had been given to them to know the mysteries of the kingdom of heaven. You see, and it's all because they gave their attention. The Bible often said that they pondered what he was saying. Listen, it's important for you, as God begins to speak, that you make yourself available to listen, and you take the time to try and comprehend what God is saying. You see, sometimes God will speak with a visual. Sometimes he'll speak with the voice. Sometimes he'll speak with an impression in your mind. He'll speak in many different ways, and it's going to take you being attentive to hear what thus saith the Lord. See, when John got the revelation from Jesus, the Bible lets us know that when Jesus addresses each and every church, when he addresses the seven churches, there is a recurring statement that happens. It's in Revelation 2, verse 7, verse 11, verse 17, verse 29. It's in Revelation 3, verse 6, verse 13, and verse 22. And that statement was simply this: "He who has an ear, let him hear what the Spirit is saying to the churches." You see, when God speaks, he ought to be heard and obeyed. So my question is, are you listening? Because God is speaking, are you listening? See, hearing the voice of God is an art. The skill of hearing God is developed over time, and from the first time to the next, it becomes easier and easier to pinpoint throughout the noise of life that God is speaking. And so he speaks, and he does so through many ways, whether it's through a dream or a vision, a voice, or an image, or through his revealed word, the question remains the same. Have you learned the art of hearing? You see, as you reduce the noise surrounding your life by getting into his presence, as you learn to recognize his voice by familiarizing yourself with his written word, and as you respond by making yourself attentive and obedient, you will learn the art of hearing. And so I say to you, can you hear what the Spirit is saying to you? Because truly, if you will reduce, recognize, and respond, you will learn the art of hearing. God bless you. We love you. In peace. Thank you for tuning in to the show. This was the Holy Fuel Podcast. You can follow us on Facebook and Instagram, but always remember, His word is the fuel for holiness.